You're here.
You're finally here, and I...
Oh, I just... I can't.
I can't believe that you're
really here, but here you are. You're here.
And...
Oh, I find myself quite overwhelmed. I'm shaking. I'm so giddy. I can't believe you're here. I can't believe that after all this time, you're finally here. But you are.
You are?
Oh, I am being so rude. Please forgive me, darling. I did not mean to be. It's just... I'm so excited. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Dr. Victoria Frankenstein, and this is my laboratory. And you are my most honored guest. Do I normally... tie up my guests? Only the very special ones. The ones that I don't want to leave. Please forgive me. I've had bad experiences. People come visiting for the wrong reasons. Even though I am so very happy you're here, I have to take a few precautions. For my sake, as well as yours. This is a dangerous laboratory. So many ways for you to hurt yourself, and I would hate for you to hurt yourself. I have a vested interest in keeping you in one peace. I'm so happy you're here. But of course you have no idea why you are here. Darling, this is amazing. This is truly a special day. This is not something I ever saw happening. Because I have to admit, this was not part of my plan. And oh, I had such grand plans. And it's all down to you. Oh, darling, you might not know this, but you're my muse. You are my inspiration. You are my lightning rod. It was a chance encounter. Barely even that. We passed in the street and you jostled me ever so slightly. You're in a rush. You apologized. And our eyes met for the most fleeting moment. But that moment is all it took. Lightning struck me. I felt electricity. I felt passion. I felt everything. And it had been so, so long. You see, darling, I had lost my passion for my work. I found no joy in my experiments anymore. It was all so tedious. But then you. Lightning. Inspiration.
Oh!
I cannot describe the feeling. It was electric. It was passion. It was the moment of rebirth. I followed you. At a distance, but I followed you. I learned more about you. I learned everything about you. I studied you. And the more I studied, the more I felt my passion throb. You were the start of it all of this. You are perfect. You are gorgeous. Perfection in form, in voice, in spirit. So brilliant, so quick. You were my inspiration. Finally, my passion renewed. My need to create set aflame. All because of you. Darling, look around. Look around. All of this is you. Every inch of my walls covered in my research. I had to be accurate. I had to be precise. It had to be perfect because you are perfect. My creation had to be perfect. But it wasn't. It was never, ever perfect. And I tried. I did try. And I am a genius. I am gifted. I am dedicated. But oh, it doesn't matter. I am gifted, but it didn't matter. None of it mattered because it was always imperfect. It was never ever you. I tried so hard. I spent so many nights, so many days. I did such awful things to obtain raw materials. But it was never right. It was never you. It was disappointment. Endless disappointment. Soul-destroying disappointment. But then there was my muse. My muse. My muse of perfection. In form, in wit, in spirit, in entirety. Then I realized that I was wasting my time. I was wasting hours, days, weeks, trying to create that which already existed. Why attempt to recreate perfection when perfection sits before me? That passion. It wasn't just a passion to create. You're not just my inspiration. You're not just my muse. You're My love. I shouldn't be trying to recreate you. I should be trying to create for you. That was a revelation. Here I was, locked in my lab, poring over cadavers, stolen meat. Lonely, despairing. And that wasn't how it was meant to be. You were meant to be here. You were meant to see everything. You were meant to inspire me. What I will create for you, my love. What wonders I will present at your feet, my love. What I felt before was but mere sparks. Now that you are here, it is a lightning storm. Listen to the heavens. Listen to the thunder. Isn't it perfect? Isn't it fitting? Isn't it just as it should be? My muse is here. My love is here. And I am so, so excited. I am giddy. I am so in love with you. And I feel creative. I have ideas, so many new ideas. For you, I will create something truly special. Not in your image, but for you, for my muse. My perfect, beloved muse. Behold my laboratory. Oh, I'm so sorry. The meat is spoiled. I've been so caught up in getting ready for your arrival, I neglected. But it doesn't matter. Because all of this flesh, this disappointment, this can all go to ash. I will not sully my love for you with this. I'm going to create something new. Create something never seen before. And darling, it will all be for you. You are my muse. You are my love, and oh, I'm shaking, and you're crying. Oh, darling, don't cry. I understand the feeling of being overwhelmed, of being so happy you could cry. It's all right, my love, I am here, my muse, and oh. I'm going to create something truly wondrous for you. I will take flesh and I will animate it. I will do it for you. Create something new, something wondrous. Because you inspire me to do so. This is all for you. can feel my passion. I can feel the threads of inspiration knitting together. I'm so happy you're here. And darling, darling, you'll never leave. You're shaking. You're excited. Darling, let's begin.